Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Monday, December 5th.
Oh, boy.
Little Char's birthday today.
Oh.
Had our little party over the weekend. I'll tell you what, I forgot how much I love an ice cream cake.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh.
Yep. It's the only cake I get.
Right?
Ice cream.
And but then, of course, it was like the paranoia about it's going to melt, so and it's way too big to put in the freezer.
Yep.
Like, we had to clear out this stuff, move the ice over here.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd had so much stuff in the freezer because Tim, you know, had, like, popsicles and frozen peas because of his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So the freezer's packed with stuff. Now we're trying to figure out, okay, what can we throw away? And we don't need that ice pack anymore. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
Weasel this giant ice cream cake into the freezer.
I end up, after it's like revealed, you know, then I end up cutting it into squares and putting it in Tupperware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, because it is, it's a large, awkward sized thing to have in the freezer. Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoyed some of that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and for days to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, or cookies and cream, too.
Oh, I love it. They add the flavors now.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yum.
Good stuff. What was that, Carvel? What was the name of the whale that they did the ice cream cakes?
Oh, the blue whale on it. I don't know.
It wasn't a blue whale. He was.
He
was. He was brown. Fudgy. He was Fudgy the whale.
Wow, that's something else. Holy moly!
That was it. Yeah. Well, because Fudgy the whale made a comeback. It's. I remember.
Fudgy the whale is back.
Okay. There you go.
How do you have Fudgy the whale?
Fudgy the whale. I don't know. The nooks and crannies of my brain.
Yep.
Speaking of nooks and crannies, actually.
Oh, my God.
So Kelly was at an event over the weekend,
yeah.
And you looked like you had quite a glow.
I did, because I self-tanned twice last week.
Okay.
In preparation. And I did a home self-tan.
Oh, boy.
I should have just gone to the booth, but I was trying to save a buck.
So you're, like, lathering it all up?
Yeah. It's an awkward experience.
Like a lotion?
Yeah, well, first you have to exfoliate, then you get a lotion, because, you know, the better the skin is glowy, then the tan looks better. But then you have this mitt, and it doesn't
Can
really...
Can you explain that again? The better the skin is glowy, then the tan looks better?
Yeah. Does that... I'm a little foggy. So I don't know what's going to come out of this mouth today.
Okay.
So, you know, you want it to be dewy, like a dewy skin, and then it's going to look better, right? So I have this mitt... And you have to do it. You have to, like, commit to being naked for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Right.
And then I walk around with a robe because you don't want anything to stick because you don't want anything. It's a whole process.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can do this, like, multiple
days. And you're not using your hands because otherwise it'll make your hands look too dark.
Right. So you have one mitt and then you spray it onto the mitt and then you have to, like, put it all over. But you have to make sure
make
you
it
don't
even.
Get... And then I have to do something that I don't ever like to do is turn the lights on and look at myself in a mirror.
Right.
To make sure you got all the spots.
Right.
And look, there are nooks and crannies. At a certain age, you become a certain age and there's nooks and crannies that you gotta get in.
Right.
Ew.
You ever say, Jay, I'm missing a couple of nooks.
And then I smell
Jay,
because-
Jay, can you get my crannies? You need to rub this in my crannies.
No, I don't say rub in my crannies. I say I am alone in my bedroom for 30 minutes and no one
Don't
come
bother
in here.
Me.
No one come in here.
I'm doing the nooks and crannies.
If anything happens, tough. I'm self-tanning and I'm gone for the next 30 minutes. So I do that and then you don't wash it off until the next day. So then my sheets are covered in self-tan color. So that was...
All the sacrifices just for a little glow.
I tell you what, I should have just gone to the booth. I should have just gone to the booth.
Yeah,
but
the spray booth.
Yeah, you just done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can't we just accept that it's winter in Maine?
I should.
And people are white?
Well, I was wearing a short... See, this is the only reason... No, it's not the only reason. You know, I was wearing a short dress, so I wanted to have some color on my legs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But look... There was even a moment that I was thinking when I was doing the self-tanning that I'm just going to get where you can see. So I'm going to do my wrists up to my knees.
Like a tan line.
And my face. And that's it. Because no one's going to see anything
like
else.
Like one leg, the tan line's like kind of here. The other leg, it's like kind of here.
I gave up. Everyone, I gave up. I don't like it.
Jay's like, did they just dip you in?
I really did consider, like, do I have to do my whole body?
Yeah.
No one's going to see anything other than knees down.
You're right.
And maybe a little bit
Kelly
if I
gets
roll my
naked,
sleeve
she
up.
Looks like Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, that's good. 100%. You're welcome, Jay.
There you go. Jay's like, do I want the strawberry or the chocolate?
Take your pick.